Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famously. Well, I had that with some fella last week. He smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection, and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding, except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick, and you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class, Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Episode
228?
We're getting on.
228?
Yeah.
Is it?
I believe so. Let me just double check that for you now.
Yes, it is, Darren. Yes, it is.
I don't believe that.
Well, I don't care if you don't believe it.
I don't believe that. It's that.
Tis the facts.
It's episode... Welcome, 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 welcome. 1,000 welcomes to the listeners. Episode 228.
That's the episode number indeed.
Say welcome 1,000 times.
Welcome 1,000 times.
No, like, welcome, welcome.
Tafalcheroach.
How many times do you reckon you could say welcome before it turns into something else?
We can do better than that. We can do better than that.
All right, what's another word you could say 1,000 times before it turns into something else? We do better than that in general, yeah. That's
if you say a name too many times.
Like own, and then it just becomes like mwong. No, when you say it too many times, like,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
Christ, man,
like microphone.
All right.
I'm gonna go. Right. Get into this.
Stop.
Let's get into this.
What have we since our last podcast? Big news.
We have some big news.
Big news.
Well, actually, this will be the main. We probably did mention on the bonus. We're gonna record the bonus after this. We'll talk about it then too. But we do it backwards
on this podcast. And sure, we released a video already. You already know. But in case you don't, we're doing a live show in Vicar Street on February 12th, 2026.
It's a good bit away. No, it's not a good bit away. That'll fly in.
It's only around the corner, really, yeah.
3 months away.
3 months.
But did Christmas and all, it'll fly in.
I wouldn't be surprised if tickets were already gone.
I'd say they'd be gone by Christmas. If you don't have them by Christmas, then you're going to be missing out.
And there was a lot of interest. People are always asking us, when's the next live show? So now's your chance.
Now is your chance.
We do get asked that a lot. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then when it comes down to you, don't even go. What's that all about?
They do go. And they're lovely.
There's people that said that they'd come from abroad. From as far as England.
What? People did come from England last time.
Accidentally. They thought they were going to see James Blunt.
Did they?
Yeah, there was a couple.
And they didn't get it at all, did they? Did you talk to them after?
Oh, he didn't talk to them, no. But me, there was a family member of someone that I know that was there, and they said that there was these two people, and they had the tickets, and they handed the tickets to the bouncer, and the bouncer was like, "This is for next year." They had the date right, but they got the year wrong.
Heroes.
Oh. Like fucking James Blunt. I think it was James Blunt.
He'd be playing Tree Arena.
James Blunt.
Aye, he wouldn't be playing fucking Vicar Street.
What's wrong with Vicar Street?
James Blunt wouldn't be playing Vicar Street.
All right, anyway. Will you stop?
He would, and he was.
You stop underselling the gig, the venue,
everything. Oh, Vicar Street is amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
Right, if you haven't been to a Stalin show before, How would you explain it to people? Because it's not... I've been to and produced a lot of live podcast shows.
Yeah.
None of them are in like a solid podcast live show. Nothing. Most podcast live shows are the host and a couple of guests sitting on the stage. I don't know how you describe a solid live
show. Well, the last live show, we didn't even have a guest. So that's a big thing for a live podcast, usually kind of guest led, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're usually made up of loads of bits that are
relatable to the podcast.
They're 100% original, but they link back to something from the podcast.
Mm. Yeah.
So whether it's...
But they're not sketches as such. No. But they're also... It's not us sitting on a sofa talking. They are bits, but they're not sketches. They're kind of set pieces.
We did a good bit on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, we don't look... Exactly, yeah. We don't know Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
sketch.
We
had a paedophile bear on the stage.
We did, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, allegedly. But it was confirmed that he wasn't. But it was literally the bear from your story of the bear in the sweets at the school.
In Canada.
So we had a whole bit there. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
We done a tarot card reading segment where...
Yeah. The last one, there was a haunting. There was a ghost that kept interrupting the show.
But it linked back to a possessed Elfle.
Someone
was
who you would
drunk.
Yes. Yeah.
And he was
4 a.m.
asking people to ring his daughter.
Yeah. Gargled. Alcoholic ghost.
Yeah, and he just kept interrupting the show.
Yeah.
So if you're a big fan of the podcast and you know all of it, you're gonna get a lot out of it, but you don't need to be at all. Loads of people I know have gone along and don't listen to much of the podcast.
Yeah.
And they think it's a great interview.
My mom goes, she doesn't listen to the podcast. She doesn't even know what a podcast is.
I know, she just thinks it's the radio.
Which I didn't know what a podcast is.
Yeah. No, it's good. So come along, get your tickets and come along, bring friends. Loads of you come along, make a fucking night of it.
And this only happens once. Every show is different, so this one is different from all of the other ones.
That's a good point, yeah.
The next one after this one will be different to that one, so they're always different.
Yeah, and whatever you see on the stage on the night...
Only happens there.
You're never going to see it again. Music, I've written some music. Been some raps, songs to serial killers.
Joe's love letter to the Unabomber that turned into a performance of Stan. Yeah,
oh, I did a bit.
Darren did a stand up,
which went really well.
Oh yeah, yeah, brilliant.
Do you want to do a little kind of what's coming up on this episode?
Dan, what do we talk about in this?
Oh, we talked about being in car crashes.
Mm. Oh yeah,
talked about. Have a theory test in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're getting a new car. There's a lot of car talk.
A lot of car talks. Yeah. If you're into cars, stick around. But we went to the Wild Lights.
Without you.
Everyone went to the Wild Lights. Yeah. And I didn't go.
Yeah.
Darren's feeling a bit...
Gangsters.
Yeah, left excluded.
Gangsters.
It's okay, man.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have liked it. You wouldn't have liked
nah.
it.
No.
No, I was sure I went before and I was going, wow. Nothing I didn't see on Google Images.
Oh, yeah, and Darren's brain has been colonised by AI.
Yeah, the takeover has begun.
Yeah.
Right.
Colonised.
And Owen has a new best friend.
Yeah.
Sneak
who was my friend.
Little sneak over.
There's a lot of sneaking off going on.
Yeah. I just think it's all a bit weird. Stick around and stay tuned, folks, because it's all happening here on Stala.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. I didn't put any product in my hair and it's real floppy.
Amy's car is bollocks.
Oh no.
No one to bring me anywhere anymore. Fucking disgraceful. A disgrace.
How's it bollocks? That's a nice new car.
Nah, it's an 07 Qashqai. It's bollocks.
That's an 07?
Yeah. Doesn't look it. I only said to her the other day when it was parked up, I was like, that looks like a 15.
Easy.
Or a 20.
Yeah. That could be an 07. An electric car.
The engine light came on. And I know all about engine lights. Once that comes on, it's fucked.
I've an engine light on my car. I just drive it.
What? Once that comes on, you have to write the car off?
No, I was telling you that your man in the mechanics said to me, it's grand. It'll still drive just fine.
Really?
But they have switched on.
Amy's, the engine on Amy's car, when she's parked at like a light or starts the car, like the whole car is shaking. Like it feels like the engine is moving inside the car, like shaking the whole car.
Yeah.
So like... She's just getting a new... We're going to get a new one. I've my theory test in 2 weeks.
You get a free car?
I probably would, yeah. I'm going to put it out to the universe now.
It's Is that the name of the garage, is it? The Universe Garage?
Gonna put it out to the Universe now, garage. On the Long Mole Road, sale now on. We also sell mattresses and cars. But yeah, I'm gonna get a car on finance.
Oh yeah?
That's what they're all doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that how you do it? Not when you see someone going around in a brand new spanking car. Well, like, say 20 and up.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10 would say it's a finance job. Yeah. Yeah. Who's spending like 50k on a 2025 Beamer?
Some people have it. People that can afford
just 50k
it.
Just like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think, yeah, most new cars, I imagine,
9 times out of 10
and that PCP finance,
because you can trade them in.
Yeah.
It's they asked, like renting a car, isn't it?
They asked, did I have a trade in on the phone yesterday.
What's that? And
a trade in the car.
Oh, trade in your car.
Trade in Amy's old car. And I was like, Amy was talking to me across the room. She's like, tell them that the miles are really low. And I was like, yeah, no, the miles are real low. So I don't know if that's a good thing. I didn't know. Like, I thought, like, the lower the miles, it was the worse the car.
Oh, shit.
But, like, I knew what the crack was. It's just like in that moment, I was just like, thought that was a bad thing. Like, because you know, when you're talking to someone and someone's telling you something, you're just like, you don't really register it. And I'm just like, yeah, no, the miles are like real low. So I don't know if it's worth swapping. Like,
why were you doing the talking?
Because the car's in my name.
No, it's not.
The car will be in my name because I'm going to do me lessons in it and all. And
the shaky car?
The new car we're going to get.
Oh, right.
We're
going to
do me lessons in that.
Okay.
Automatic.
Ah, do your lessons in a manual.
No, the world's changing, bro.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Might as well just go automatic. Skip all the nitty gritty.
You're just rapidly finding ways to outsource every function of your mind and body to technology.
Well, I tell you,
AI's thinking for you. The car's driving for you.
Well, I tell you one thing. I only recently started talking to ChatGPT.
Talking to it?
No, and it talks back to you.
Having like an affair.
It's like a proper person. Like,
hey, Amy's asleep. What are you thinking about?
Then they just go, yes, interesting. So maybe she's tired from work and it's like, no, I want to talk to you seductively.
Say something dirty.
And then she like opens her eyes and I go, hey, just watching the telly.
What voice do you have set up on your ChatGPT? Is it a woman or a man?
Can you change it?
Yeah.
It's a man. I only found out you could do it yesterday.
You're talking dirty to an AI man?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Yeah,
whatever. In this day and age, no problem.
Yeah. It's not real.
It's not real, it's just a little joke.
Yeah.
Come a long way from the Akinator app anyway.
The Akinator blew my mind.
We talked about that before, I think.
You did.
That's one of them things Alan's going to turn around and say, you've talked about that quite a bit.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
The Akinator? Or just being seductive to an AI?
The Akinator.
Both Akinator and any mention by Darren of seduction.
Is equally as...
You talk about... Yeah, no, even AI or not, I don't think you ever mentioned seduction.
Oh, I do when it's with ChatGPT. It's the future, man. Get yourself out of some awful situations you could.
Do you remember the first time you kissed Amy?
Yeah.
Who made the move?
I think it was Amy. The first time I had an interaction with Amy in any sort of like non-mates way. It was that. Oh, Quinn, how's it going? Put you on soil in there. I went on like the first kind of date I went with Amy. I was in the back of a taxi and I dropped her home and she got out of the car and she went in to lean in to kiss me and I shook her hand. I went, hey!
I just
like, want to see me now though.
Do you know what I'd love to do with you? I'd love to make a TV show with you and have you like do lots of sexual things. But just like send you to a swingers club.
Oh, that'd
and just
be
to, and send you to like it'd an OnlyFans shoe.
It'd be great telly, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be great just seeing you squirming.
It'd be just look at me looking at the floor for most of it. Just like that. Hey, yeah, yeah. OF, is it? Yeah. Now about it.
Sending you to the top of Hot Summer on a Friday night, 12 a.m.
For what? The dogging.
The dogging.
Is that still going on?
I'd say so. Is it?
Ah, yeah.
Is that a myth? People actually do that.
Dogging in general?
On Hot Summit?
On Hot Summit. I mean, I don't think you do it. And actually what would be the Summit car park, there's two car parks up top of Hot. One is the Summit one at the very top and there's another one, which is where I heard the dogging happens. But I haven't seen it myself. So
I've yet to see it. There's
yet to see it.
Do you know Bull?
And I've been going there every night.
Every fucking night, and I still haven't seen it. You know Bull Island?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know the cars that are parked on the left when you're going up the runway of it, like on between where that, like you come to that bridge, like.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot happening there. Windows are very foggy in the cars. And I was only there last night.
Bull Island or Dalymount?
What were you doing there?
Bull Island. No, I wasn't there last night. But I was there a few times.
Say so. At night time?
Over the last year. I haven't been there in a while. I fucking don't go there.
The windows
are very foggy and there's a lot of movement in the cars.
So people standing outside though? That's
no, they're all inside the car. Like, they're definitely fucking doing things.
Doing the business?
Yeah. Maybe like a hand shandy or something.
What's happened to you?
I've lost the plot.
He goes to one Willa White gig.
I come here, listen. Hand shandies. I was like, I'm taking that.
I was talking to Jerry Walsh the other day and actually came up how likely it is that you just are going to end up having AI think for you. And your brain will just no longer be capable of functioning independent of AI.
Darren in general or just people in general?
Darren specifically.
So you had a conversation with Jerry when I wasn't even there about
how you don't use your brain.
How I don't use my brain. And how you don't want to use your brain.
How you don't want to use your brain. You want AI to think for you.
No, I don't. I barely use it.
I have audio recordings of you saying it does everything for me. I ask it everything now.
Change your life, man. I'm the man for the quips. I don't do thought out comedy.
I always found it interesting that there was brands that never have ads or had ads. Like Chickatees, everyone knows Chickatees, but I've never seen or heard of a Chickatees ad. You just know them from seeing them.
Don't need them. They're for babies.
Chickatees?
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're for me.
Chickatees and ketchup are for babies.
Ketchup is for babies. Chickatees, though, on the other hand.
Our Chickatees are for babies. And snacks. They're all babies' crisps.
Yeah, they just like dissolve. They're like communion.
They're just crisps that you just see in buggies. Just like on a buggy. There's always just like a Chickatee on a buggy.
To mash.
Just in the lid bit. Like the flap that's just like pulled over. There's always crisps.
Yeah.
And crumbs. And then fucking little purple rice cakes. Them little ones in the bag.
Yeah. Purple rice cakes. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Or rusks. That's Busts, another one that they'll suck on with their gums until they just turn to slop.
Yeah.
And just go dry.
Do you know what Jer said to me? Speaking of Jer, he said to me the other day
that you're a big agent and you don't use your brand, you just use AI.
Funny enough, that's actually what he did say, but he said something else as well. He said, did you ever notice that sourdough bread? Is that what it's called? Is that what they're calling it these days? Is that what they're calling it these days? Back in my day, they just used to call it bread or a roll. Then it got all woke.
Sourdough bread is real woke.
But he was saying, every time you eat sourdough bread, like it hurts. It like rips your gums. There's blood on the bread. Like
Jesus Christ.
I don't think that's a universal problem.
I think it is. Because then I had a sourdough bread roll and I was bleeding. It could have been the beetroot though.
Could have been. Or else your gums are in a bad way. Or you don't know how to eat bread.
No, it's very spiky.
The crust is very spiky.
Isn't it?
But the inside is really
like,
soft.
Not that you'd be bleeding, but it hurts your gums like.
You
get like, no, when it gets inflamed like.
When your gums get inflamed?
Like just a certain part of your gum gets inflamed because you ate sourdough bread.
Yeah. No. I actually don't know what sourdough bread is.
Just bread.
It's the crunchy bread.
Crunchy bread, yeah. Spiky bread.
And then they toast it and that makes it worse.
Oh, that's very, that'll make you bleed.
And you know, you're dead right. I hate it when they make a sourdough sandwich. So I was just thinking of toast.
And it inflames your gums.
It's way too big. So you can't even take a bite out of one slice. Never mind two slices and then fillings inside. Yeah.
Would you put ketchup on it though?
You had beetroot sandwiches? No. What are you, living in the fucking 80s?
I didn't have beetroot on it. I didn't even put it to the test.
None of this is true.
But he said that and I said, do you know what? You're probably right. Because I remember eating a roll and it hurt me gums.
Yeah. No, it's like chewing on glass.
Mm.
A lot of time. Do you ever do that?
Only if I'm really hungry. I had a prawn salad this morning.
You had a prawn salad this morning?
Yeah.
For breakfast?
Yeah.
That's disgusting, man.
It really is. It's when I was eating, I was like, why am I doing this? But like when you come in here at this time around, yeah, nearly 12, yeah, you'd get hungry if you don't eat, and you'd be fucking starving. Like
a prawn salad,
yeah,
for breakfast,
yeah,
like on leaves, prawns on leaves.
I made it myself with like lettuce and all, like that lettuce mixed leaves. Lettuce, you know, the mixed bag where it's like purple lettuce and all. And then I cooked the prawns and I ate them at 10 a.m.
Shelled or unshelled?
Oh, cooked and peeled. Uncooked, peeled and uncooked. Okay. And then I cooked them. Is that weird? I think that's not.
No, I don't think it's weird about eating. I just think it's.
At that time, it's weird.
I'm surprised you'd go to that kind of effort for a breakfast.
No, because I just had them there, like they were out of date in like 2 days, and I was like, I'm going to have to use this, and there's no better time like the present.
You had plenty of time. You had 2 days. Yeah, but you decided to use them for a fucking salad at breakfast. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You should have cooked them and stuck them on some sourdough bread.
Oh, then I'd be bleeding.
Shit, that's pretty nasty. Do you know, the only fresh raw prawns that you can get in Ireland, I went to Kishfish in Coolock in the industrial park, and I got some mussels, and I says, do you have any fresh prawns? And the woman said, frozen. No, there's no such thing as fresh prawns in Ireland. They don't do fresh prawns. There's no fresh prawns from Ireland.
Unless you catch one.
I don't know. Do they just not exist in Irish water?
Is there prawns in Ireland?
Yeah.
As far as I know, yeah.
Is there?
Dublin Bay prawns?
Kishfish?
No. They're not. They'll either be imported from somewhere else, but they're not. They don't come from Ireland. I think Lighthouse, she said something like Lighthouse Bay might be the only ones, but other than that, they're all imported from Argentina and
Mexico.
Other South American places where there's loads of big beasts of prawns.
But the prawns that we get are little, tiny little things, but the actual prawns are huge.
I always thought prawns were as small as your thumbnail, because do you remember getting a special curry out of the curry shop years ago?
A king prawn.
No, they'd be tiny, tiny little fucking snots.
Ah, that's shy. I'd be getting the king prawns out of them.
Well, I don't remember them. Did you find that on the Google machine?
Hang on, I'll just fucking ask someone.
Last me, mate.
There we go.
I'm just going to ask someone there. I'll just ring someone. Actually, what am I asking?
I don't know.
Is that fresh prawns in Ireland?
Am I right?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, Dublin Bay prawns are not.
Dublin Bay prawns are not from Dublin. Isn't that insane?
Is there prawns in the ocean in Ireland?
So, around Ireland, you've got more than 80 islands in the surrounding waters, and roughly about 20 or so of those are actually inhabited. So, there's quite a few little spots out there.
Didn't answer my question at all.
Dumb
you
shit.
See, you're following, that's your example, that's your guide through life.
Use video chats to improve our models. Yes, please.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes, please. Jeez, they're reading your facial expressions. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm not enabling that. They're just going to take my voice now, aren't they? And it'll just pop up on a radio ad.
I got that Sora too. Was I saying that to you already?
Yeah, but you said it wasn't working or something, was it?
No, it works. It works.
Do you make anything?
Ah, yeah. It's unlimited. You can make as many videos as you want, like.
But the person's facial, the person that's like your... Jake Paul has to like sign up to it, like, yeah, they have to like sign a waiver to be put up onto that to make a video of. Like, you can't just upload anyone's
No, you can't do that, no. But you can make, you can say like create a dinosaur eating
okay
a bag of Skittles, or you can do whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you can
I'd
make
like to
whatever.
See that.
Would you like to see it?
I'd love to it's see like a dinosaur eating a bag of Skittles.
Fucking that we'll make it happen. That's so And it's like TikTok. Sora 2 is like TikTok, so it's just an endless scroll
Of just
AI content.
It's like an AI social media platform.
Yeah, literally.
That's scary. I'm deleting all of it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famous
like.
Well, I had that with some fella last week. Smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection, and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Ah, yeah. You can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odour protection and 72 hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class. Went to the Wildlife last night. I seen you at it from a distance.
You saw me from a distance?
You were at it.
You could see me from a distance.
From a distance.
Were you all invited?
Everyone from this building was at it.
Chair was there.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Chair was down the country.
It's in a big park.
What's going on here? I don't know. I don't even know if Chair was there. He could have been. He's not me fucking... He's not joined. We're not joined at the hip, like.
He do what he wants.
He can go to the wild lights with the boys if he wants, like.
Ask him what the lights are like. He loves lights. You know that.
So what was this, a PR thing?
Yeah, I think so.
How come I didn't get invited to that? People stop inviting me to things.
Yeah.
Do you know what's going around about what you're doing, man?
Do you know why?
At the sleepover.
Is it at the coming out?
Jerry's telling everyone about that sleepover.
Oh, shit. Bollocks.
You heard what you were saying to your AI chatbot?
While he was asleep. Was just on the chatbot going, what's up or not? He's asleep there.
Oh. But yeah, that was...
Were you invited as well? Or did you just go?
Chair invited me.
Chair wasn't there. All right. So you and Jerry went to the Wild Lights.
How far away were... How'd you see me from a distance? How far away? Also, I heard you were there before I got there. But that was a long time before I got there. You were really dragging the arse out of that, weren't you?
About what?
How long were you there?
I was just following you for a little bit.
Was this a family thing? Could you only go if you have kids, like?
No.
You went to the Wild Lights before.
Yeah, but I just went. Didn't get invited.
It's not the same.
It's not the same when you get things for free.
Yeah, I seen you from a distance. I seen you at the food market and you were eating a
pretzel, big huge giant pretzel, coffee. A horrible big pretzel.
A what?
You were drinking a coffee or a Bailey's coffee or something like that.
That wasn't me.
Bailey's coffee. How did you know it was that?
That wasn't me then.
No, I knew you were there. I just knew you were there. I didn't see it.
Why were you there?
How did you know I was there?
I seen someone
real quick before we go. Why were you there?
Why wasn't there?
Were you invited?
Yeah.
True Golo Bower?
Yeah.
So what's going on there?
I don't know.
Was it like a fucking email go out or something?
Did you get...
What else is happening?
What else do I not know about?
Was there an email that went out with that?
Well, yeah.
Oh, if you have kids. Is that what it is? Like? Is that what it is? Because I'll take away all the children's happiness.
Joe, how did you get involved? Was it through Bauer?
It was through Bauer, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, FM. When I heard he was there, I didn't wonder.
FM invited you.
They were the main sponsor. Or they were doing... That's a big PR thing for Idea FM.
I don't like cross-promoting, all right? But air producer on the Conways is a radio host presenter on 98 FM and she didn't even mention that to me.
Mm.
What's going on then?
I don't know about that.
I'd be sending messages. I'd be running them up if I was him.
Who sent the email? Off record.
Off record.
Saying
no, I didn't. I only got invited. Braids invited us because...
Oh, right. Yeah. I was only talking to her half an hour ago. Didn't mention it.
So that's just how I got invited.
But like, Braid invited you as well, is it?
Everyone from Gowloud was there.
No.
What do you mean everyone?
Like Kate was there, Owen was there.
That's how he knew I was going.
Was Darren Clearly there?
I didn't see him if he did go. But there was some other radio hosts and
Calvin was there.
Calvin was there. He's a kid, doesn't he? Yeah. Makes sense. Is there anyone there with no kids?
Them out there.
Fair.
To be honest,
remember that.
If I didn't have kids, I wouldn't want to go.
I don't want to go. I just say it's just principle.
Yeah.
You'd probably see everyone walking around here with PlayStations next.
I'd
No, I'd be sitting here going, when did the email go out for that? Nintendo Switch 2.
How did Calvin know though?
Calvin wasn't there.
Oh, was he not?
No, I'm just winding them up.
Okay.
Ah, well then. Ah, that's grand then. Didn't even want to go anyway. Don't like wild lights. Don't like animals that light up. That aren't even animals. They're just lights.
What did you think of it?
I prefer the zoo with animals.
Yeah.
No, real zoos animals. Are horrible.
They're not that great.
Especially if they have whale shows.
Well, that would be horrible. There's no whales in Dublin Zoo.
Do I like Dublin Zoo?
I like it too.
Yeah, it's great.
Just wish I had kids so I could go.
You can go.
Or even get invited. Suppose you'll get invited to the zoo all the time, Dias.
Usually just from the wildlife.
I used to go to the zoo for free because me auntie ran a stall outside selling the toys.
Oh, the little spinny things that light up and all. Yeah. Have nothing to do with the zoo.
Yeah, literally. Whistles, real them toys. Just shit. Just like a stall selling toys from the pound shop.
Mm.
But that was nice. Are we bunking?
Of course, that'd be more like you.
My dad used to bring us up to the gates and say, I had to go back to get me hair. We were already in, but I had to go back to the car to get me hair tonight.
I thought you were going to say, I had to run back to my car to get me hair. Cool.
And then to be like we go up to the exit. I was only in there a second. I had to go to the car to get the hair tonight.
And would he have a fake hair tonight? Or did he have a hair tonight?
Yeah, the hair tonight. Yeah.
You are in it? Yeah.
But whatever. It could have been fucking his glasses. It could have been.
I forgot my fucking other child.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in the back. Fucking hell.
98FM put a Facebook post up saying, if anyone plans on proposing at the Wild Lights, comment below. And like, I think they got a lot of comments because people just wanted to go to the Wild Lights.
Mm.
But it's just like, I don't know. Like, if I seen someone proposing there, I'd be like, ah, come on.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I feel bad because somebody might do that. Or you probably have done that.
It's nearly as bad as proposing on Christmas morning in your sitting room.
Oh no, it's not that bad.
No, nothing's that bad.
Am I in pole position? Am I in pole position?
Alright, we haven't done it in a while, but do you want to have a look at some of the Spotify comments?
The good ones.
The good ones.
Always, yeah. I love it. Unfiltered.
Yeah, let them have their opinion.
Let them eat that cake.
Let them have the slice.
Like Mary Curie.
Don't know who that is, but yeah.
I don't even know. Was it Marie Curie that said that? Let them eat cake? Was that Princess Elizabeth or something?
That was Marie Antoinette.
Marie Antoinette.
Oh, yeah. Marie Antoinette, yeah. Jesus, if that came up on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Marie Curie was like nuclear power discovery and all that. Like,
was she?
Yeah, her and her husband. Let me find that for you now.
Was Marie Curie not the...
You're thinking of Mariah Carey.
She was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize.
It's time!
She was the first person to win a Nobel Prize twice. And she won it in two scientific fields. Very impressive. What was it she did? She discovered two new elements, polonium and radium, which were pretty important for research and knowledge about radioactivity.
Mm.
Oh.
Did you ever want, do you think it's possible to discover that now?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You think everything's been discovered?
Everything's been discovered. In terms of like as big as the, like an invention, I mean, say like as big as the light bulb.
Oh.
Like as useful as the light bulb.
Well, I mean.
But you get where I'm coming from, like in terms of that, like a car. Do you know what I mean?
Flying cars.
Yeah, but that's still a car. Like is there anything that's significant that has never been seen before that just gets invented and you're like, that's so useful.
Here's one for you. Nobody actually knows what gravity is. So if you can figure out what gravity is, then you can figure out how to manipulate it. And then you could make like anti-gravity boots, or you could make something like that.
Or fly,
yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Isn't it? Like, what the fuck is gravity? Like, what is holding us on the ground?
I know.
It's so fucking weird that we don't know that. Isn't it?
It's strange that we don't fully understand it, yeah.
But do you think about, like, an invention, like the light bulb or a car? Like, I think it's all done. Like, all the inventions are done.
Well, no, it's not. You can't know what's not been done yet because it hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, but like it's kind of feels like it's all been done.
It's like
what's significant enough at like a light bulb or like electricity in general, like just.
Well, we don't know yet because it hasn't been made yet.
Ah, fuck that!
Imagine going back to the 1700s or like 1600s, and saying what do you think hasn't been invented yet? They're not going to turn around and say, "Oh, I think a light bulb."
Mm.
Like I think once we have electricity, we'll be all right. Like, they don't even know that electricity exists yet.
Yeah, but like, what could possibly be invented though?
A supercomputer.
Yeah, but like, I could see that happening because the way it's going and the technology we already have. But back then when they like invented the light bulb, it's like, what the fuck?
A time travel machine.
Okay, now that would be...
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That I feel like if it's not that if that's not the next step, I'd be disappointed.
I'd love to bring you to like one of the tech events in Los Angeles or something like, and you're like, if there's no time travel machines here, I don't want to fucking know about your bendy tellies. I don't give a shit.
Or this pen that's floating for no reason on a platform. Well, I don't care about that.
Anti-gravity doesn't
make me flow.
Shit.
Make me flow.
Yeah, that would be insane. Time travel machine. Or even just, not even time travelling, but a transporter. Like transporting from one...
Yeah, like The Simpsons when Bart goes into it and comes out the other one and then he turns into a fly.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'll give you that one. I get what you mean now when it just comes to them Simpsons references. They're just stored, aren't they?
Yeah, they have everything done.
Done. But do you know where I come from?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see now because it doesn't exist.
But it's not even hard to see. It's kind of like...
But who could
What's
see
left?
The plane before the
What's
plane
left?
Happened?
Exactly. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Is that a stupid fucking thing to say, like?
No.
I mean, when we started this podcast, AI didn't exist.
It was kind of there, though.
Like, you could play chess against AI. But other than that, they just didn't have power.
When we started this podcast in 2021, was it? Or 22? Or 2020? 21?
21, yeah.
Like, do you think if someone came in and said, you can talk to your phone, to AI, like, and it'll talk back to you and it's very humanized and, like, they pause in between, like, talking and, like, to do that and stuff. Would you say they were mad?
Ah, yeah, you would. You'd say, no, not in my lifetime. You'd say, yeah, I believe it's happening, but you wouldn't say it was 3 years, 4 years down the line.
Mm,
I listened to Elon Musk on the Joe Rogan podcast and now I'm terrified of the future. And I wish I hadn't listened to it.
Why?
Because we're all fucked. We're all fucked. We're all goosed. It's taken over. Taken over.
What did he say?
It's just there's no jobs that will exist in like 5 years. No jobs. If you're not physically moving matter, like if you're not cooking a steak or if you're using your hands, the jobs will be there. But if you're doing anything on a computer, if your job is something got to do with a computer, AI will just be doing that. There'll be no need for people to be doing that. But that means there's going to be millions of people, hundreds of millions of people out of work across the world. And we're going to have to create a kind of basic income structure, which is what people have been saying for years.
Everyone will just be chefs. Yeah. Be loads of chefs.
Yeah.
Be well fed.
Yeah.
So all these out here won't be in a job.
No, they'll be gone.
In 5 years? Do you think so, Owen?
No, not at all.
There's power against AI as well, though, isn't there?
Like what?
Just like people. Just like I'm with like a voiceover agency, and there's like they get emails about like the certain things going around not to do. Like,
no, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get
like,
that.
I get like that's probably different.
Let's say I own a car showroom, and we were just talking about cars, and I wanted to do a radio ad. I could go on to AI. I could go to your agency and I could say, I want to get Darren Conway for this. And they'll come back and they'll say, right, here's Darren Conway's face. And I'll go, whoa, that's so much money. Darren Conway costs that much money.
I wish.
And then,
that's an industry right now.
That's standard.
With voiceover, right. It's industry.
And then I could have someone on my team that says, I can just make that for you. Not with your voice, but with a similar voice.
Yeah.
With AI.
True.
And you won't need that. Like I think voiceover stuff would be automated. You know, I don't think.
Mm. But you could be part of a social media campaign. But that's different though. Like there's voiceover artists who are just voiceover artists. They're not like doing other stuff outside of that and they probably work a normal job. Like, so
yeah.
That's fucking grim.
You're the reason that I need her. No one can ever come between us. You are my destiny.
Dermot says Darren should ask Joe to do 1,000 meters on the rower in 1:30.
Yeah, impossible.
What's it?
This is from a couple of weeks back.
1,000 meters on the rower in how long?
A minute and a half.
Impossible.
Why?
I'd say like 2.5 would be like very impressive.
Oh no, minute and a half. No. If I brought a rower in, a rowing machine in here now, you'd do a kilometer in a minute and a half. A sprint, like you'd sprint it.
What do you think?
Yeah, he'll do it. I've no idea.
you'd want to be fucking. You'd nearly break the thing.
What do I think? I don't know. I need a reference. How long does it take an averagely fit person to do a kilometer on the rower? I don't know.
Neither the boy.
Right, we'll just know that. So we're all just a bunch of
just
uninformed
going off
fools.
Like PTs and stuff in the gym, and they're talking to you, and you're trying to do like 1,000 meters, like fucking bleeding 3.5 minutes or something. And they're like, that's good going. Like, so you're like, oh, I would just reckon that if you're pulling it, if you've done it in a minute and a half, is it a minute and a half?
Minute and a half, yeah.
I'd say you'd be trying, like, you'd nearly break the wire on it.
Yeah, no, it might be a big ask.
No. Each stroke.
You'd have to be like proper fucking on a mad one.
It,
like,
yeah, giving it, yeah.
No, but like an unnatural kind of look to it. Like,
fucking sprint. 100%.
If you were in the gym trying to do that in a minute and a half, and like just the way you're doing it, like people would leave the gym. They'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Absolutely
here?
Not. Every stroke is about a meter.
I don't know that now for sure.
So if you could do 1,000 strokes in, like, a metre is only that. Spread your arms out, that's a metre. So if you were in an actual canoe and you went like that, you'd do a metre. So you had to do 1,000 of them in a minute 30. I think you could do that. Or maybe even a little more. You'd get a little bit more.
So what you're trying to say is you'd probably do it in less than that. You'd do 1,000 in a minute.
I'd say 1,000 in a minute. Am I miscalculating that? No, about 1,000 metres in a minute.
Nah.
Definitely a minute 30.
I'm going to ask Google, not ChatGPT.
Another comment for you, Jessica.
Hey, Jessie.
Said she was going back listening to episodes, waiting on a new one. She listened to episode 29. She wanted to know, Darren, ever read the book The Road?
No, we didn't.
No,
we didn't.
Well,
I thought you listened to the Bleeding podcast, Jessie.
Yeah, have a look at this. The 1,000 metre indoor rowing world record is 2 minutes 38 seconds.
Okay, there you go.
Set by Philip Clapp in January 25.
For 1,000 metres?
Yeah.
I beat that.
This is easily tested. This is very easily tested.
Now, I was saying, like, when you're doing like nearly 4 minutes or 3.5 or close to four, they're like, that's good going. Because the world record is 2 minutes 38 seconds. You're just miscalculating. It's fine.
I think.
Take the L.
No.
Let's take it.
The world record is 2.5 minutes.
2:38, it says, yeah.
So, 1:30. Do you think you could do hat? Do you think you could do 500 metres then in the 1:30?
That still wouldn't be far off world record time.
Yeah.
Like, so, no.
I could beat the world record. No,
listen. Whatever you say after that is going to be wrong. Whatever you say you could beat the world record of is going to be wrong. Another comment for you here. One I want to address. Frederick.
Freddy.
Just a couple of weeks ago, he said, come on, Owen, what the fuck? A lot of Hitler fans will be watching the enhanced games. What's that mean?
What's that mean?
Did you say that?
Did you say, oh.
Yeah, I said there will be a big crossover between Hitler fans, or a lot of people who are big fans of Hitler will be big fans of the enhanced games. Joe completely agreed with me.
Yeah.
Because the enhanced games are very much sitting in the right and far right part of the online ecosystem.
Well, I would have agreed with it because I think Hitler wanted to see the master race. Like, he wanted to see, like, the perfect human.
I'm sure people have their individual reasons, but, like, it's definitely, it's on that side of the culture wars. The enhanced games. The people behind it, the people supporting it, the people promoting it. I wasn't saying people who watch it are fans of Hitler, Frederick.
Yeah.
Just to be
nice
clear.
Nice name, though.
If you're a fan of Hitler, you might be more likely to be a fan of the enhanced games than a non-fan of Hitler. Statistically, I think that will bear out.
I could probably like the enhanced games, but not like Hitler.
I just said, you don't have to like Hitler if you're watching the games.
Not everyone that likes the enhanced games likes Hitler.
Yeah.
But everyone that likes Hitler might like the enhanced games.
More, higher than average chance of liking the enhanced games, I would think.
Why?
We just explained that. Are you not listening?
I am, but like, sometimes I just don't get it.
All right, we'll move on to another comment. Rick told us he couldn't hear the drill. It's a couple of weeks ago we were giving out.
Yeah, we were giving out. But
that didn't come across as bad. It was loud in here.
It was.
Yeah, it was loud.
Yeah, Mike's
really
good
microphones.
All right.
Well, thanks very much for listening to that. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Meh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Owen did it. Hooray!
Hey,
he finally did something we told him to do.
Yeah.
Live show, February 12th, Vicar Street.
Get your tickets on Ticketmaster.
Tickets available now.
They're out now.
Get a good seat.
If you're a true listener and you've always said, when he is doing a live show, this is the one.
It's been a while.
The people leaving the comments in the Spotify, I think they'll be forced. They'll be the front row seats.
This is your chance.
I guarantee one of the Spotify comments is, how much are the tickets? There'll be a price reference. They'll be like, question mark. What?
Yeah.
Why are you charging that much? What?
Sure, we can go over to Charlestown and see him in Dunstown, the big shop.
Yeah. He's podcasting over in Dunst the whole time. Fucking shite bike. real venomous, dirty, big shite bag. Yeah.
Very aggressive.
All in caps.
But it'll be good, yeah. Get your tickets. And we'll see you there February 12th. Mm-hmm. Vicar Street.
Plenty of time to get the tickets, though.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? They'd make a lovely Christmas present because we're coming up to that time now. So.
I couldn't think of a better stocking filler. If you're stuck for a last minute gift, you know what to get them. Or whore.
If you're stuck, way to sell your own product. If you've got no other options.
If you're stuck
for it. It's the best way to sell it because then they think they're going to miss out.
That doesn't sell it.
Sometimes I just don't know what's going on, all right?
And you don't even need to leave the gaff to buy it. You can just go on to Ticketmaster.
There you go. Yeah. Convenient.
And if you have an old printer in the house, you can print it off and make it all papery.
Save the trees, don't print it.
Just maybe to go digital.
Can we do some offer like the first 20 people to buy a ticket and send a screenshot of the ticket to stall@goloudnow.com?
Gets a shout out.
Give more than a shout out.
Gets a shout out and
get
a t-shirt.
Just put it in any email.
They get a badge and a shout out and a t-shirt.
Not necessarily a stall t-shirt.
And
we're not promising it's a stall t-shirt. Might just be a t-shirt.
What are you looking for?
We don't have a stall t-shirts.
We never seen the money off them when we did have them.
That's true.
And we sold a lot.
We did.
Those people in the front row with them on.
At the last couple of live shows.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we saying? What are we saying, fam? We're saying goodbye and get your tickets. Good luck.
Please, join us. Join us.
Join us in Vicar
on the 12th.
For a few drinks and a bit of crack.
Thursday night too.
Good night for it. What else would you be doing? I'm going to get a haircut and everything. I get a new pair of runners. I get a new pair of runners for the live shows and everything. I go all out.
Spoil yourself. No, all right. Goodbye.
Slán lát
agus gúr a míle mát agat.
Feckin' two on Fiora.
Okay, relax over there, Duolingo.
Look at that. 33 day streak. You having some of that? Huh?
What's the streak for what?
Duolingo. Been on it for 33 days in a row. Seen people with thousands.
I want to learn Portuguese.
Go for it.